Well, look, I want to ask you about Nathan Ferguson, first of all. There was a lot of speculation. He was on the verge of joining Crystal Palace during January. He's going to have some exploratory surgery shortly, isn't he? Just clarify the situation on that for us.
Yes, he will have surgery, hopefully within the next week. We had agreed a fee with Crystal Palace on Tuesday before the Cardiff game, or as the Cardiff game was progressing, and he went down to London on Wednesday for a medical, and we've come across an issue in his knee, which in the next week we'll hopefully get to the bottom of and know the exact problem that he's got, and hopefully, if not before the end of the season, certainly for pre-season, he'll be back up and running.
So this isn't major surgery, this is just a look to see what the problem potentially is.
Well, the initial surgery will be to look to see what the issue is, and I'm sure if there is, how big the issue is, once the surgeon's in the knee, he'll decide there and then what to do. It might be a tidy up, it might need some repairing, but that will be obviously down to the surgeon to decide that.
And the club has made every possible effort to keep him at this club.
Yeah, I don't think we could have done any more. Obviously, contract-wise, we've made two or three offers to him. When Nathan is fit, you know, we can all see that, you know, he's been playing and been playing well. So from a club's point of view, these things happen. But, you know, if we look at ourselves, we know the size of the contract we offered and obviously the opportunity we're giving him on the pitch. So we've done everything we can.
And there'll be no U-turn as we sit here from your point of view or his point of view?
No, the discussions that we've had with his representatives since deadline day suggest that he will still leave us at the end of the season. It's not even been spoken about him potentially staying here. So if we can get a deal agreed with someone between now and the end of the season that we're happy with, then we will do that. If not, then whoever does take him, it'll go to a tribunal.
And how would you sum up January generally for this club? Obviously, you brought Callum Robinson and Kamil Grzycki in towards the end. How would you sum up the business during the month?
Pleased. Callum, especially, we tried our hardest to get him in the summer from Preston, but the Premier League football was the deciding factor with Callum in the summer. So to get the opportunity, you know, a few months later to take him for the remainder of the season was something that we wanted to do straight away, and he wanted to come to us. So I think the good work and the hard work we put in the summer was one of the reasons why he did want to come to us in January. And I think we've seen a small amount of the effect that he can have with us against Luton on Saturday. I think he tired towards the end, but that's just due to game time in the recent weeks. I think with Grzycki, he is something different to what we've got. He is that, you know, that powerful, strong runner, knows the league. I mentioned that when we signed him, he is always around that sort of 7 out of 10 player that's got, you know, the skill and the capability of producing a winning moment with either an assist or a goal. And at this stage of the season, when you're going away to Millwalls and places like that where it's tough, you know he's the sort of player that you can rely on.
Lee Peltier, you brought him in as well. What qualities do you see in Lee as well?
Well, Lee's the opposite age, without being rude to him, and of his career too. You know, the Nathan Fergusons and the Darrow Shays that have been playing right back. The best thing I can say about Lee, he's been there, seen it and done it. And for us to get someone of his experience and character to the end of the season that can play right back, left back, centre half, he's even played holding midfield, to come in and to be part of the squad. And I'm sure there'll be games when he's starting, I'm sure there'll be games when he's coming on to help us, with us thinking we've lost Nathan, i.e. not to a transfer to Palace, but obviously through injury, we just thought it was something that we couldn't pass on.
And moving forward then into the summer, you're still at this stage planning for two possible scenarios. I mean, clearly everyone hopes that promotion does happen, but it may be ultimately that you spend another season in the Championship. How difficult is that?
It can be as difficult as you make it. Our focus has got to be on the Championship, because that's the league that we're in. If we get to the summer and we're not in the Championship, then great. We'll have our house in order, knowing what we're going to do player-wise. But currently, I tell all the staff, we're in the Championship, focus on that first and foremost. We're going to Mill Sunday, we know what it's going to be like there, it's tough. Yes, it's nice, and professionally you want to have an eye on the Premier League when it comes to recruitment, but I don't want our eye taken off what we've got to try and do here.